So the question, how did these people come to know of Christ because of the miracle done in the room? In Acts chapter 9, crippled man, Jesus Christ heals you. And they heard about it and they trusted the Lord. So is it the reputation of Peter? Is it something that Peter said that we don't find written there? I'm more inclined to think along those lines. Probably both. Because they heard about Peter and they sent for him. Come, this girl's dead. Oh, Peter, come. Oh, look at her, look at her. Get out, I have to pray. Then she's alive and they trust in the Lord. They believe in the Lord. So Peter's reputation is enough to send for the guy. Peter, in his reputation, is it's the Lord, Pentecost, it's God. And people come and they send for the man of God. Come and do it. But he's not the only one. It's not like the Catholic Church says, and Peter was the head of the church, and so they sent for the head of the church. Don't any of you fall for the trick in someone saying, I need help, to go, I'll get on the phone, I'll get my minister, hold on a second. Because you're there, and the Holy Spirit of God lives in you. Peter wrote this in a letter. Christ was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead. God raised Jesus from the dead. Peter raised Tabitha from the dead, but it's God. And gave him glory to Jesus when he raised him from the dead, so that your faith and hope are in God. Not in any person, not in your own ability to earn or to argue or to persuade, but the power is God's and the Holy Spirit living in you. Because God loved the world so much, he gave his only son, didn't he? That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already. Believe in Jesus, not condemned. Not believe in Jesus, condemned already. Saints or not saints? Because he's not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. Light came into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. People don't love Jesus. Not because it doesn't make sense. They don't love Jesus because they don't want to get caught at what they're up to and answer to God and say, I shouldn't have done it. Please forgive me. I'm a sinner. They don't want the light on the sin. Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, or else their works would be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their works have been carried out in God. Look at Dorcas. Look at these beautiful things that she made. She was such a lovely Christian, and look at all this stuff. And Peter said, that's great, that's great. Thank you. Let's get to work. O God, who in Dorcas made these wonderful things. O God, Tabitha, lie here. God, what? God, help. God, yes, I hear from you. Tabitha, arise. And she arises. Because of that time with God. Because of that relationship with God and that prayer, and now I know what I have to do, and life. Peter says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere and brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you've been born again. The work, the fruit, comes from the relationship with God and the born again. People need to be born again. That's what Peter teaches, and that's the Peter in Acts chapter 9, and that's what, in the wake of the miracles, he would have told them. Peter is consistent. So if you want to go and read in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, what he says about Jesus, that's what he said about Jesus in Acts chapter 9. He's the same guy. We have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable. The Spirit of God doesn't die. Through the living and abiding Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. In Ephesians, we hear, in him also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Sealed. Wax dripped on paper, ring into the wax. No one opens that except the person to whom it's addressed. You are sealed as a believer with the Holy Spirit for the promised redemption. When the Spirit comes out of the world, are you unsealed? Are you left to languish and to face the evils that will come upon the world, the great tribulation that is promised? Is that a doctrine that you can abide? Which is why most people believe that as the Spirit goes, so does everybody sealed with the Spirit, to be gathered together and then be with the Lord always until he comes back. And then there's that final thing where the Antichrist, with the breath of his mouth and the awesomeness of his coming, by grace you have been saved through faith. Everyone in this room, if you are saved, that's how. By grace that's given freely through faith, and that's not your own doing, even that. It's the gift of God. It's not a result of works so that no one can boast. You don't have to hold up everything that I've did. Look, I'm wonderful, I do it. You don't. You're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, in whose name there's forgiveness of sins. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus at the beginning. When God created everything, he made us last. And he put us on top of it as stewards of all of it. The song, for the sake of rhyming or whatever, says God made animals and humans and ticks. But that's not actually the biblical version. That's not an order of operation or significance. Don't fall for evolutionary principles foisted upon you in the name of, well, I'm a Christian and I know science and I believe evolution. And I now interpret the scripture as a poetic bit of a story that doesn't actually tell what it tells, what it claims on this day and that day and that day. Don't fall for that. Be a Christian who believes that God did what he said and science is discovering it, and facts are facts and you must interpret facts. You can't ignore facts, and they have to fit. And if they're true, they do fit. And Peter, when he comes and he does something true, he takes a paralyzed man and he heals him. He points to the Lord Jesus, who created all things on the first day and the days that followed and people after that. And when he rose someone from the dead, like Jesus rose from the dead, it was a true and real miracle, and it changed her life, and it changed their lives, and that's what's changing your life. It is this power of God that we desperately want to see at work in our lives today. We desperately want to see the power of God at work in our lives today because we believe these things. All the residents of Lydda saw the healed man, and they turned to the Lord after believing the gospel that Peter preached. And the healing of Tabitha became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord after trusting in salvation offered only in Jesus' name. And just peeking ahead, and this is the close, and this isn't a long close, we're done. In Acts chapter 10, Peter says about God, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God. Jesus is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Which is more difficult to say, that your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk. Nevertheless, to show that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, take up your mat and walk, Jesus said. The miracles are just a tedious echo of the power of God that brings life. And as we read Acts chapter 9 and you see Peter heals and Peter raises from the dead, know that it's the power of God that is at work in you, that is at work at him. and yield to the power of God at work in you so that we might see God at work now in these days. Don't get distracted by the miracles. They will come. They are God's business and not yours. And if you have a relationship with God where you listen, and when someone calls, you go, and when he nudges you, as he nudged Peter, turn and speak to a dead body, you answer. And you practice that. And you might find that you get it wrong. But you step out when God prompts you and see how much gets right with people who are in a right relationship with God, because these things stir the water of people who are not coming into this church, so that the gospel may be preached in the wake of these things and God will be glorified. Lord, we yield our hearts to your Spirit, that you would have your way with us in this day and age. Heal us from the misconception that it only happened then. Because of our lack of faith, don't let us fail to go when you call. Would you give us faith? Would you help us to be in your word that our faith might grow? Would you help us to hear these ideas that we might believe that it's possible? And would you help us when the unction comes to respond, just like Peter came when he was called? And will you help us to pray prayers believing and prepared to see what you might do? And if it happens, and we're gobsmacked, to remember you and to point to you and to glorify you, and that we might be safe in the glorifying of God. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.